we can go on to some news items now. There are lots of different stories, some more interesting than others, of course. There seem to be a lot of new proposals, as we have plans for a new megastore at Longwater Retail Park, changes at Slough Bottom Park, expansion of a food and enterprise park, but axing of plans for a solar farm. Plans, too, for yet more housing, more government money for roads, but for a change, a new political party for Norfolk and Suffolk is launched. Hopefully, one or two of these items will resonate with you. A major store, known for its discount designer clothes and homeware, is set to move into a retail park on the outskirts of the city. The new TK Maxx will be built on land adjacent to Next at Longwater Retail Park, following approval from South Norfolk Council. Land earmarked for the development is currently unused, and planners for the District Council said the development for the site would be acceptable. After developers for TK Maxx put forward the plans in March this year, city folk raised concerns over the traffic chaos the new store could cause.
Disgruntled people are pleading for the council to reconsider designs that form part of an £8 million Norwich Park revamp. Parents living near Slough Bottom Park in NR3 want plans changed to provide more accessible facilities, including play equipment and toilets, which they say the site is currently lacking. Angry locals have also highlighted the park has become a hotspot for antisocial behaviour, and some fear the upgraded furniture will quickly become vandalised. The new play area will form part of the park's £8 million revamp, expected to be completed by autumn 2027, and is funded using £7.6 million from the government's Levelling Up Fund and £850,000 from the Greater Norwich Growth Board. As well as new play equipment, there will be a new cafe, upgraded toilets and new sports facilities, including an all-weather pitch.
The Food Enterprise Park, FEP, outside Norwich, has launched its second phase as it seeks to help more food and drink firms add value to the region's farm produce. Business leaders and politicians joined an event at the development site in Easton, designed to support a cluster of food, drink and agri-tech businesses. The 46-acre first phase of the project, approved by Broadland Council in 2017, is home to a number of food and farming businesses. Now another 50 acres will be added after the second phase was approved by South Norfolk Council. The site benefits from a £4 million investment in energy infrastructure to link up the 100% renewable electricity supplies, as well as its location, with plans submitted for a new access road to connect to the new dual section of the A47 still under construction. Martin Collison, chairman of the Agri-Food Industry Council for Norfolk and Suffolk, said there was real potential to capitalise on the rapid growth in the food sector. While the region produces a significant proportion of the UK's crops and livestock, much of the value-adding process is done elsewhere, he said.
Plans to build a solar farm in the Norfolk countryside have been rejected, as it would have left prime farmland covered in panels. Broadland District Council blocked proposals for the 230-acre installation on land off Aylsham Road in Cawston. Its planning committee voted not to approve the scheme after a split vote. Joe Coppleston, a Conservative councillor, said she had grave concerns about the scheme, particularly over the loss of high-quality farmland she described as prime. More than 95% of the 93-hectare site is classified as prime agricultural land, which she described as Broadland's best and most versatile. The council's decision to block the project comes at a time of growing debate about the spread of solar farms across the county. Prior to the vote, Eleanor Laming, Green Party councillor and vice chairman of the committee, spoke in support of the scheme. "We need to decarbonise the country, and we are well behind government targets at the moment," she said.
A fire-ravaged shoe factory could soon be transformed into a housing development that will create more affordable homes in the city. Planners at Norwich City Council have urged councillors to approve the plans for the former Van Dahl factory site, which suffered a catastrophic fire earlier this year and was subsequently demolished. The authority bought the site using a government grant that aims to unlock brownfield land for housing, before selling it to Flagship, which now plans to turn it into 48 affordable homes. If approved, the scheme will bring new life to the area, following the site falling into dereliction after the factory closed in 2018. In its heyday, the Van Dahl factory produced around 8,000 shoes a week.
Millions of pounds of extra money has been made available to help maintain Norfolk's roads, including to fix potholes. Norfolk County Council has received confirmation from the government over how much it will get for highway maintenance between 2025-2026 and 2029-2030. The Labour government has confirmed that the amount will rise from £56 million in 2025-2026 to more than £83 million by 2029-2030. A £27 million increase over that period. The council will be able to use that money to tackle the state of some of the county's roads, including filling in potholes and surfacing work to stop new ones appearing. Norwich North Labour MP Alice MacDonald said, "I know that potholes are a big concern for people across Norwich and Norfolk, so I welcome this extra cash."
People behind a brand new party for Norfolk and Suffolk say the focus will be on East Anglia and taking the politics out of politics. East Suffolk councillor Julia Ewart, who ran as a general election candidate in 2019 and 2024, has announced the formation of the new East Anglian Alliance. She says the party will provide a brand new way of approaching Suffolk and Norfolk, and will take the politics out of politics. The independent politician has argued that local councils currently don't serve their residents well enough, and councillors are often tied up to party HQs in London. Meanwhile, the party has the support and interest of Norfolk businessman Marcus Piercy, and expects a good number of candidates in the next set of local elections. Mr. Piercy says he values the importance of creating legitimate alternatives to reform for people who are frustrated with Labour and Conservatives.
For our second feature, we turn again to Derek James. This time, it's about how four police forces came to Norfolk. The article is read by Ian Robertson.